A lot of fun going on this weekend. Holiday activities going on. Lorraine's Winterfest, Waterfront Winterfest, is taking place this weekend. We'll talk with Steve Bansa coming up at around 8:40 this morning. But Vanessa Klesta from the Lorain County Metro Parks is in studio this morning. Getting ready to pay the light bill for all the lights that'll be on at the Carlisle Visitor Center.
We light it up. We sure do. We light up Carlisle, Miller, and Lakeview. So we have three locations. Carlisle starts Friday.
Wow.
Friday. I know we've been, you know, we start right after Thanksgiving. I mean, after Halloween, we take down Halloween stuff and we start putting up Christmas. So it's a work in progress, and it is complete, and it is going to be spectacular this year.
Now, I know every year there's a theme, right? Are you able to unveil what the theme is?
Sure. The theme going down the trail, which is decorated by local businesses, is Christmas movies.
Oh, okay.
So we do have some new businesses this year, and we have some new movies. So I'm very excited. I myself have not walked down the trail yet. I'm going to wait until it's lit up and I can walk down it at night.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing about it, the magic of sort of the darkness and then the lights showing everything. You don't need to see all the cords and everything like that as well. Who is the one, you have just regular folks in the metro parks that string all these lights, put them out?
We do. Our maintenance guys, each park comes out and does a little bit of decorating. We planted in the front lobby when you drive in into the Carlisle 19 new pine trees, and I look forward to seeing those lit up. I really would like to see them with some snow on them, but.
Hey, you guys have a little bit of everything going on everywhere. You mentioned that maintenance workers come in and work on them, but where does the idea for the movies come from? Does that start back at home base and you guys send it out?
It does. Mary Ewers is actually kind of in charge of the trails and getting the businesses lined up. And she's had a movie theme for quite a few years. And we even talked about, you know, maybe we could change it up and do something different next year and theme-wise, just throwing that out there. That's been going on for a while. And that's really fun because every year there's more and more Christmas movies.
Right, the different styles of Christmas movies,
you know,
as well.
There's The Grinch. There's Home Alone still is a classic.
There's humorous ones. There's the Griswold.
White Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's some of the fantastical ones, you know, that are more like
Frozen. Frozen constitute?
Yes, it does. Yeah, actually, okay. Frozen won last year because at the end, if you walk down the trail, when you go into the building, there's a ballot box to vote for your favorite, and Frozen was our winner last year.
Very cool. I imagine a big Olaf had to be somewhere out there. It's by far the best character.
There's nothing wrong with Elsa. I don't know what you're getting into here. But, of course, this is going on at the Carlisle Visitor Center. You said it opens up on
Friday.
Friday?
The hours are 6 to 9, Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, the hours are 6 to 10. It is a walking trail. It's a half-mile paved loop. And you can also ride our Little Green Chew, which we shouldn't even call it a little green chew because it's a train big enough for adults to ride also. But that goes down the Children's Discovery Trail, which is also all lit up. And then if you go inside the building, you can get some refreshments, some hot chocolate popcorn cookies at a nominal fee, which is sponsored by our friends of Metro Parks. And on certain nights, I believe that's every Tuesday, Santa will be there from 6:30 to 8:30. And we also have a little Santa shop where the kids can go in and buy little gifts for their parents or grandparents or teachers, and we'll even wrap them for them if they want.
Wow. And I know you have lights. Is there sound involved in this?
There is sound. And some of the different displays have different sounds going with their theme. And I had to laugh because you were talking earlier about our sounds of the season, Andy Williams and that. And we had Elvis last year.
Okay.
Another classic.
Yeah, absolutely. With his Blue Christmas is one of his two. Or his Santa Claus is Coming to Town, if you wanted to get a little more rocking on there as well. Speaking of Santa, do they get to see Santa anywhere within the Metro Park?
Yeah, he's there on Tuesdays in the building from 6:30 to 8:30. Every Saturday, we have craft night for the kids. There's always a classic movie playing, so you can grab a hot chocolate and go sit in the room and watch all the movie or part of the movie. We have some special performances this year by the Red Hackles Pipe and Drum on Wednesday, December 16th. starting at 7:30. I actually know a couple people
who play in that. Who are the Red Hackles piping?
They play bagpipes and drums.
Okay.
And like I said, I even know a couple people in it, and they are really, really good.
They're going to do sort of a Christmas theme, I'm assuming.
Yes.
That sounds really cool.
Yes.
The one I always think of on the bagpipes is Oh Danny Boy, of course, but I can imagine some Christmas carols would sound great, too.
Well, exactly. Little drummer boy, if you got drums
That's
there.
True.
Yeah, there you go.
One
of my favorite Christmas songs.
The Oberlin Choristers, you'll
have
there,
Yes, they are coming. They join us every year, and they will be there this year on December 9th and December 14th, again at 7:30. And, you know, you get all this for one non-perishable food item per person. That's all we ask for.
You can bring two. There's no problem with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes to Second Harvest. Last year we gave them, I want to say, and don't hold me to this number, but I want to say it was like 65,000 pounds of food last year.
Well, it's just a great way for you to help out at this time of the year and people coming out, giving back a little bit. For what's going on. You mentioned also at Lakeview Park and also Miller Nature Preserve. I suppose at Miller, there's a lot of the plants are still part of it, too.
Right. Miller, they light up their outside, and then inside, where it's nice and warm, they're actually doing a tropical theme this year. So they have palm trees and little tiki bars and fun surfboards set up around this conservatory, so that's a little fun thing to see. And then, and that's already started. And then Saturday, we had talked earlier about the Winterfest in Lorain, and we'll also be in that parade. So that starts off, and that'll kick off the lights at Lakeview.
So there's a lot of activities going on in all parts of the county, and the Metro Parks is lighting it up, especially at Carlisle, where the holiday tradition of holiday lights continues, and people can just check out the Metro Parks website or just stop by and you'll be able to see all
Absolutely.
The different things going on. Again, it begins on Friday. Vanessa Cluster with the Metro Parks, thanks for coming.
My
in
pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Same to you. Coming up at 8:40 this morning, we'll find out about the Waterfront Winterfest. You might remember it as Light Up Lorain, but they've got a lot of other activities going on, highlighting the waterfront as well. Steve Bancic will join us at 8:40 here at WEOL.